All right, kid, it is Friday. Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. I hope you are ready for an awesome weekend. Have some fun things planned. This week, we have been focused on the answer to this question. Does God have a beginning? No, God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. And that leads us to think about, what does that mean? God has always been. He always will be. We talked about that all week, how every member of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, have always existed and always will exist. But today, we're going to take a little bit of a turn and talk about, what about us? Are we like God? Are we different from God? Are we eternal? Are we not eternal? And we'll talk about that today. But first, I have a terrible, absolutely not funny joke of the day. Hope you like it. Hey, kid. Why did the pony ask for a glass of water? He was a little hoarse. Hey guys, it's time for you to wake up. We're wrapping up our week talking about the eternality of God. We have learned that God is eternal. The three members of the Trinity have always existed. They have no beginning. They have simply always been there. God the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit will also never end. God will exist forever. God has no beginning. God has no end. He is eternal. But people are different. Like everything else in existence, there was a time that we didn't exist. There's a time that you began. You were created. Your beginning happened. You started to exist. You and I are not like God in that way. He has no beginning, but we definitely do. But we are like God in another way. He has no end, and neither do we. You, me, every other person who has ever been born will go on existing forever. Our bodies will die one day, but our souls will never end. For children of God, this is a really good thing. But for people who have never turned away from their sin and trusted Jesus to save them, existing forever is not a good thing. Matthew 25:46 explains that people who aren't Christians will go away into everlasting punishment. But the people who are right with God will go away into life eternal. Being right with God doesn't mean you do everything perfectly and never mess up. It also doesn't mean you do more good stuff than bad stuff. The only way to actually be right with God is to be rescued from your sin by turning away from that sin and turning to Jesus. The only way for humans to be righteous, which means right with God, is to trust Jesus and have Him wash us clean. That's how you become a child of God, and only children of God are right with God. And only children of God get to have the eternal life promised in Matthew 25:46, John 3:16, and a ton of other places in the Bible. God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. Humans do have a beginning, but we do not have an end. We will keep on existing forever, either away from God or with Him. If you're a child of God, spend some time today thanking Him for your everlasting life with Him. But if you're not a child of God, please, please really think about turning away from your sin and trusting Jesus to rescue you. You could talk to your parents or another Christian adult you trust about it. Hope you have a great weekend, guys.